This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Faculty members at Western Illinois University voted no confidence in the school's administration, but Western's Board of Trustees says it still supports the administration. In a written statement, the board says, when reviewing the university's accomplishments and leadership over the years, including the board's duty to continue to maintain the university's viability, it is the board's opinion that the university administration has done what we've asked them to do in these very difficult times. The statement followed a three-hour closed-door board meeting. Board Chair Kathy Early talked to Tri-State's Public Radio about the meeting.
We talked about some different union contracts and negotiations that are going on with several of the bargaining units that we have on campus. And then we discussed the no confidence vote in the administration and what, you know, what that meant, the ramifications, the fact that it was directed towards the administration and not an individual. So that led to plenty of discussion.
What does the board make of that, that it's directed not at an individual but rather at an administration?
I think that that it would indicate that there's a general dissatisfaction of a number of different issues. Probably I know that shared governance, communication, direction or lack of direction perceived, you know, by all the individuals involved. And I think there's a whole mix of all of those things.
The statement that the board issued, is the full board behind that? Was there a unanimous vote on issuing this statement?
Well, we don't vote in closed session. We're not allowed to ever vote or take action in closed session. But I can say to you that I saw a uniform consensus amongst the board members in their different comments. And this statement actually was crafted by the board itself. We were in the room by ourselves and crafted the statement. And so there's different phrases and sentences that are in here that everybody participated in.
You feel like the full board is behind this statement?
I do. I feel that the full board is behind the statement. And yes.
What do you think the administration has done to maintain your confidence?
Over the last 2.5 or 3 years, we've been faced with a lot of difficult decisions and a lot of difficult situations. The budget impasse coupled with lower enrollment, less students, less high school students coming out, and particularly as the 3 years have gone on, the exodus of high school students from Illinois to other states for their college education have kind of all of those things have combined into a perfect storm, if you would, as far as lowering revenue and support from the state, including absence of support from the state for a period of time, along with the coupled less students available in the pool to come and less students attending school in Illinois and specifically at Western.
What do you see the administration doing to weather that storm?
We've been trying. We've charged them with making sure that they do all they can to promote efficiencies on campus. We've seen furloughs from our administrators and from support personnel and staff for 3 years now. We're finishing a third full year of furloughs for all of those people. Our faculty 2 years ago did a 3% give back of their salaries. That's scheduled to roll back for them to get that 3% back July 1st. So we've asked people to do shared sacrifice. We've seen, many positions not get filled on campus. So you try, and that is all the way from our building services workers, through food service, through, every position on campus, civil service. You've certainly seen it all around campus. When people retire, their positions aren't getting filled. And indeed on the faculty side, too. I don't want to leave that out. So It's been trying to do the cost savings in many ways through attrition. And we've charged them to keep up with that, to maintain as many efficiencies as they can with the physical side of the business, much like at home when, you know, if you're trying to cut your expenses, you're being a little bit more cognizant about the water you're using, about the lights that you leave burning. We've been able to achieve a number of utility efficiencies on campus by in the residential halls and also in some of the academic buildings.
Matt Bierman has described this as now being kind of a tuition and fees-driven school, and at least in terms of revenue, and that's, you know, dependent on enrollment. So you were just talking about some cuts. What do you see the administration doing to turn around the enrollment so that there's more revenue coming into the university?
I've seen quite a bit of ramping up in admissions as far as their outreach to different areas of the state and even beyond the state. We've got now a full-time local admissions counselor who's concentrating on a 16-county area surrounding Macomb. That person is constantly going out to the different high schools. And plus, something that has really always existed and we haven't taken full advantage of that in the past is that our faculty do an incredible job of creating events that bring high school students to campus. And this is all the way from hosting regional math competitions with high school students to showcasing of bands with high school students to running the team's climbing course out at Hornfield campus.
Kathy Early chairs the Board of Trustees at Western Illinois University. She believes the school is starting to do a better job of promoting events such as those she just mentioned. She also says there has been better internal communication to let the admissions office know about these events so it can reach out to high school students. But Early says it's too soon to know if or when student enrollment will turn around. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.